Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 63 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Brian Courtney.
We're not the disease. The disease is the economy. But we all need to work together and stop pointing at each other internally and row in the same direction and get out of this.
Kentucky Power President Matthew Satterwhite says the company is focused on reinvesting funds into eastern Kentucky.
A Bath County grand jury has decided not to indict a former county attorney on drug possession charges.
Kentucky's teachers are watching anxiously as their representatives work to reform state pension systems.
Madison County first responders are using more Narcan than ever to combat drug overdoses.
Moorhead City Council has taken another step toward the purchase of a new ladder truck for the fire department.
In sports, the Panthers and Eagles face off in Thursday night football in the NFL.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 54. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A manhunt is underway after four people were found dead inside a home in Lawrence County, Ohio. According to WSAZ, authorities say all victims were found shot to death yesterday evening. 7-year-old Devin Holston was among those killed. The other victims have not been identified. Warrants have been issued for 23-year-old Aaron Lawson for those murders and the attempted murder of another victim who came home to the scene. That person was airlifted to a local hospital with stab wounds, but is expected to recover. Officials say Lawson was last seen in the 1500 block of County Road 181. Law enforcement agencies from three states are aiding the Lawrence County Sheriff's Department in the investigation.
Bath County officials are searching for an escaped inmate. WKYT reports 39-year-old Philip Rohr walked away from a road crew this afternoon. He is described as 5'11", 190 pounds, with brown hair and a brown beard. Police say Rohr is a nonviolent offender. They believe he is traveling towards Carter County. Anyone with information is asked to call 911.
A Bath County grand jury has decided not to indict a former county attorney on drug possession charges. WKYT reports Donald Mays was stopped while driving on I-64 last month. Owingsville police say they found drugs in his car after he was pulled over for driving recklessly. Since then, Mays has undergone five separate drug tests, which came up negative. His attorney also says the items found in the vehicle did not test positive for narcotics. In 2007, Mays served a 21-month sentence in federal prison after pleading guilty to vote buying. He was sentenced for paying three people to vote for him in the 2006 primary election.
Kentucky Power President Matthew Satterwhite says economic development grants and raised rates are necessary to bring new industry to a struggling region. Despite customer backlash over a potential 15% rate increase, Satterwhite says Kentucky Power is focused on eastern Kentucky development. He spoke with EKB News.
Customers pay a certain amount, and actually people don't realize this, but the shareholders then match that amount. So we get double the bang out of that. And the reason we think that's important, and success has already shown it, is we're able to reinvest those dollars directly in our community.
Satterwhite says those funds also help Kentucky Power compete with industry in other states.
The president of Kentucky's Coal Association says a couple of moves by new U.S. EPA chief Scott Pruitt will help boost the state's sagging coal industry. Tyler White says Pruitt's rollback of the Clean Power Plan and the Stream Protection Rule will help clear the way for increased sales of the Commonwealth's coal.
I am optimistic, and I think the industry has not been in a better position in the last 8 years than what it finds itself in today.
White says the good news is that production at Kentucky's coal mines has generally stabilized this year and actually showed a slight increase during the second quarter. He notes that between 2008 and 2016, production dropped from 121 million tons a year to 43 million. He believes jobs in the state's coal industry will also gradually start increasing in the coming months.
Some Kentucky groups say the newly announced rollback of the EPA's Clean Power Plan puts public health at risk. Mary Sherman has reports.
Following a directed review by the president, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt signed a proposal on Tuesday to rescind the Obama-era guidelines to limit carbon pollution from existing power plants. Dr. Elena Rios, who heads the National Hispanic Medical Association, is troubled by the repeal. She says this type of pollution can cause or exacerbate respiratory diseases and other health problems.
The government's number one responsibility from a public health perspective is to help all people. And that's why we think President Trump and his administration really should not go backwards in cutting back on environmental health standards.
Kentucky was among states that sued the Obama administration, claiming the Clean Power Plan exceeds the government's authority. But the Supreme Court has ruled three times that the EPA must limit carbon pollution under the Clean Air Act. The EPA is accepting comments for 60 days on the repeal plan, and legal challenges are anticipated. Mary Sherman reporting.
Cost of living adjustments are not being eliminated for Kentucky's retired teachers, but they might be conditional. That's the latest clue from state lawmakers working privately to reform the pension system. Tim Abrams is the incoming executive director of the Kentucky Retired Teachers Association. He tells Spectrum News he spent the last 2 months with retired educators around the state discussing the potential fallout of the recommendations in a recent PFM report. One possibility is that cost of living adjustments could be linked to the Kentucky Teachers Retirement System achieving a 90% funding level.
The other thing we've not heard much talk of is health insurance coverage. That was in the PFM report to move them to a different type plan. And that's very concerning to them, especially some of our older retirees. Moving to another plan that has higher deductibles and payouts for the hospital, it could impoverish a lot of our folks.
Abrams says moving future teachers to defined contribution plans and enrolling them in Social Security may hamper the state's ability to attract quality candidates to the profession.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul says he wants to see tax reform, but will not vote for a plan that increases taxes for the middle class. The Kentucky Republican told WLKY he has shared his concerns with President Trump.
I talked to him on Monday, and he was on Air Force One flying somewhere, and he said that he absolutely agreed with me and he will not let it be a tax increase on the middle income folks.
The president has left it up to Congress to fill in the gaps of his tax reform plan. The Senate is calling for the new bill by November 13th.
We'll be right back with your news right after this quick break.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moreheadstate.edu/innovation.
Madison County first responders are using more Narcan than ever as the rate of drug overdoses in the county continues to rise. WKYT reports that between January and September of this year, Madison County Emergency Medical Services used Narcan to revive 267 overdose victims. EMS Director Carlos Coyle says there were only 134 overdoses during the same nine-month period in 2014.
For the last year, I guess I've been putting out statistics just so everybody does know. I can't imagine that there's people out there who are not affected by this terrible epidemic, but we just want to bring the realism of how bad it is in our community.
Coyle says his county is seeing more overdoses caused by pure fentanyl or heroin laced with fentanyl. He's releasing the statistics in an effort to make people more aware of the dangerous opioid, which has contributed to a massive spike in overdose deaths in recent years.
The head of Fleming County Hospital is talking about some recent staff reductions there. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
According to the Maysville Ledger-Independent, the hospital recently did away with 8 staff positions. According to CEO Brian Springate, some of the jobs cut came after retirements, while a few employees were laid off. The reductions involved positions that didn't have any direct contact with patients, primarily support and leadership positions. Springate would not guarantee that the hospital will look at further cuts to its staff. However, he says having less workers should not impact the way Fleming Hospital runs. The 52-bed medical center currently has 147 employees. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Morehead City Council has taken another step toward the purchase of a new ladder truck for the town's fire department. Mayor Jim Tom Trent says the group this week approved a plan for how the nearly $1.2 million vehicle will be paid for.
We got the financing 15 years there with went with BB&T, and we talked about some provisions in there. They allow you to after the first half of the, I forget what it was, I think it's after the first half of the note, you can then pay it off with any prepayment penalty. And we were just looking at all kinds of financing options to try to make sure, again, we get the most bang for the buck for our citizens. And it's something that's been needed for a long time.
The MFD needs to replace its current ladder truck, which is about 35 years old and constantly breaks down. Finding parts to fix it has also become problematic. It will take a company in Ohio about a year to build the highly customized vehicle.
There is still time to sign up for Rowan County Christmas. Rowan County Christmas is an organization that provides gifts to underprivileged youths during the holiday season. Director of Christian Social Services, Bev Gillum, has worked with the organization for a few years.
It's an opportunity for parents to get gifts for their children, ages birth through 18 years old. Individuals in our community who's 65 and older, they can also get a gift, and you also can get a food voucher for your family.
The opportunity to sign up lasts until November 15th. Sign-up times are between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. To learn more, call Christian Social Services at 606-784-5329.
The Louisville Zoo's Gorilla Forest will soon have a new resident. The zoo says the new arrival is Bandia, a 20-year-old western lowland gorilla. Zoo officials say Bandia arrived this week and will join Gorilla Forest after a quarantine period followed by acclimation time. She is the second recent arrival for the Gorilla Forest. Earlier this summer, the zoo received a male silverback gorilla named Casey from the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. Louisville Zoo officials say the plan is for Casey to become the patriarch in a family group that includes one-year-old Kendi, surrogate mother Quelly, and female gorillas Packy and Bandia.
Kentucky's Chief Justice is scheduled to appear before a legislative panel next week to give an update about the state of Kentucky's judiciary. Chief Justice John Minton Jr. will appear before the General Assembly's Interim Joint Committee on Judiciary on October 20th at the Capitol Annex in Frankfort. The hearing will be an opportunity for Minton to give lawmakers an update on judicial branch operations. The Chief Justice is the administrative head of the state court system and is responsible for overseeing its operations. We are back with the weather broadcast tonight. Partly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 80. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. On Sunday, there are a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. Sunday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Monday, a 30% chance of showers before 7 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 63. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 67. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 41. We're here with the current temperatures. Ashland is 68 degrees. Winchester at 66 degrees. Inez at 72 degrees. Flemingsburg, 63 degrees. Lexington, 65 degrees. And here in Moorhead, it is 65 degrees.
Taking a look at a local news feature, Kentucky's Attorney General was in Moorhead Tuesday for a forum on sexual assault. MSPR's Leanne Akers was there and files this report.
Sexual assault isn't something the parents of any college student wants to think about. Unfortunately, Attorney General Andy Beshear says not confronting the issue won't make it go away.
Sexual assault, whether on campus or outside of it in Kentucky, is epidemic. Our statistic is 1 in 2. In our Commonwealth, nearly 1 in 2 Kentucky women will be subjected to some form of sexual violence in their lifetime. 1 in 2. I'm a son, I'm a husband, and I'm a dad of a 7-year-old girl, and I will not accept that reality.
A forum called Safe Campuses, Creating a Culture Free from Sexual Assault, was held on the campus of Moorhead State University. Several members of the Moorhead community were on the panel to discuss Title IX protections, options for sexual assault survivors, and victim advocacy. Gretchen Hunt is the head of the Office of Victim Advocacy in the Attorney General's office. She says most people feel that universities with lower numbers of reported sexual assault are safer, but that's not the case.
When you have 15, you probably have a culture where when victims, men or women on campus, have this experience happen to them, they feel safe in telling someone. You have law enforcement that's been trained to collect that evidence, to do good interviewing, to put together that case. You have Title IX coordinators who have offered accommodations. You have a team that has said, we will support you because we want you to continue your education in a safe manner.
Dr. Sharon Smith-Stevens is the director of MSU's Counseling and Health Services. She says victims have several options if they come to her after a sexual assault.
Even though an individual may come forward for a sexual assault forensic exam, and maybe they decide they don't want to do anything else, you know, the importance of educating them, even if they decide they don't want to press criminal charges, if we can release that kit to our state laboratory and get that DNA, get that into the system, we may end up catching that sexual perpetrator again on down the line. And that's actually happened at this university.
Megan Wright is one of 26 members of the Attorney General Survivors Council, a group the AG created to hold his organization accountable. She says that creating a safe campus will mean that incidents reported will go up, but the overall number of incidents will go down.
I think the shame that comes with being a survivor that's very natural with trauma gets amplified by the amount of victim blaming that happens in our society. So we have the opportunity as first responders to show them that we can either turn that belief around that people are not trustworthy and the world is not trustworthy and nothing is safe, and we can help them change that within their new normal, or we can solidify that for them.
Wright says most importantly, victims need to know that they have support.
As one, I can still seek safety. I can still seek safety even if it looks different than it did before I was assaulted. Even if it looks different because my class schedule has changed, I need somebody to contact my professors on my behalf without feeling like the entire campus knows what happened to me, because I already feel like I'm naked as I walk down the sidewalk.
For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
447 and 61 degrees here in Moorhead. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Brian Courtney, and we're happy you joined us here on this Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The Eagles hope for better fortunes. Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Moorhead State football team is hoping for a change in fortunes when it plays a PFL game this Saturday at San Diego. In the recent back-to-back losses to Campbell and Butler, the Eagles were outscored by a combined total of 82-6, and Coach Rob Tenier says the Toreros won't make things easy for his squad this weekend.
They're very talented, and it's going to be a hard matchup for us, but that's about what it is in this conference right now. There's a lot of parity, and you've got to go play. You throw the numbers, and you throw the stats. It's about matchups. It's about executing your game plan and making more plays, and obviously taking care of the football.
MSU had 6 turnovers in last Saturday's loss to Butler. The Eagles are 2-4 overall and 1-2 in the PFL. San Diego is 3-2 overall and unbeaten in 2 league games. Round County football coach Kelly Ford has a pretty good idea of what it will take for his team to have a shot at upsetting unbeaten Johnson Central tomorrow night on the road. Ford says the Vikings defense must find a way to handle the Golden Eagles rushing attack that averages nearly 390 yards per game.
We'll have a plan in place to at least slow down the running game. And, you know, a couple years ago we went over and we had a ball for a 16-minute drive to help control and maintain the clock and to at least try to give ourselves an opportunity to win the fourth.
The state's top-rated Class 4A team, Johnson Central, is 7-0 this fall. The Golden Eagles hammered round 56-17 a year ago. 2-6-1 teams will battle for the top spot in Class 3A's district Friday night when Fleming County visits Bath County. Fleming coach Bill Spencer says since both teams have shown the ability to score a lot of points, the contest could end up being a shootout.
The potential is there. You know, two contrasting styles. They like to run the ball and hold on to the ball for long periods of time. And we're kind of an aerial attack. A lot of our scores are on quick drives. So there is that potential there. It can turn into a shootout. But I hope we can play a little bit of defense, but we'll have to see.
Also tomorrow evening, Greenup visits Ashland Blazer, Boyd County is at East Carter, Russell travels to Lewis County, Morgan hosts Knott Central, Fairview visits Raceland, and West Carter entertains Pendleton County. In Thursday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles and Carolina Panthers face off. WMKY's Greg Jenkins reports.
Both teams enter the game at 4-1 on the year. Quarterback play could be the difference in the game. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz will be looking to continue his impressive sophomore season, while Panthers quarterback Cam Newton will be looking for his third straight 3-touchdown game, as he appears to be getting back to 100% following off-season shoulder surgery. The winner of tonight's game will join Kansas City as the only teams in the league with 5 wins so far this season. The game is set to kick off at 8:25. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
It's a bye week for the Cincinnati Bengals, who will rest while in the midst of a 2-game winning streak. Coach Marvin Lewis credits much of the turnaround for his 2-3 team to improvements made by its offense, which did some good things in last Sunday's gritty 20-16 victory against Buffalo.
We had some of those chunk plays that were huge. We got to be more consistent in the plays in between and identification and be on the right people. And stay on the right people will be important. So as we continue to move forward and those 11 continue to work better together.
The Bengals visit Pittsburgh a week from this Sunday. The Chicago Cubs visit the Washington Nationals tonight for Game 5 of the NLDS. Washington was able to force the Game 5 after getting a 5-0 win over the Cubs last night behind an impressive outing from starting pitcher Steven Strasburg. The Nationals will send Gio Gonzalez to the mound tonight, while the Cubs will go with Kyle Hendricks. Tonight's winner will advance to take on the LA Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. The University of Kentucky's basketball program had its annual media day today. Head coach John Calipari was asked about the FBI's ongoing investigation into college basketball programs' relationships with shoe companies, but wasn't willing to comment much on the situation.
I don't want to come across as uneducated or dumb when none of us know where this thing's going. So for me to really comment much on it, I mean, I don't know where all this is going. It's obviously what's happened to this point isn't good, but we haven't been contacted. The NCAA hasn't contacted us. We're going about our business of coaching this team.
Kentucky's annual Big Blue Madness event is tomorrow at 7 in Rupp Arena. Round County will face Bath County in both the boys and girls championship games of their 61st District Soccer Tournament in Frenchburg. The boys' game is at 6, with the girls playing at 8. Lady Vikings head coach Alan Evans says even though his team has already punched its ticket to the 16th region tournament, this is still a big game for a round.
Last year we had a little bit of trouble in the district championship game, but maybe we came out of that with a shootout result. So we want to come out of there a little bit cleaner, no injuries, and then take that momentum in the region, hopefully get a good draw, and it's take one game at a time. Now your season's on the line where winning matters, and you have to perform at a high level.
The Vikings boys will be looking to add to their 10-game winning streak in facing Bath tonight. Finally in sports, the Morehead State volleyball team is in action tomorrow at Weatherby Gym against Eastern Illinois. The Eagles have lost 3 straight and 5 of their last 6, and now in the heart of conference play. Head coach Jamie Gordon is hoping to see improvements quickly from his team.
I think we're showing spots of where our ability is, but we've got to make sure that we're able to perform at our capacity, and I think right now the road's just going to get tougher.
MSU is 10-9 on the year, just 1-5 in OVC play. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball will host Eastern Illinois tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and SIU Edwardsville at 2 p.m. on Saturday in Weatherby Gym. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed lower as Wall Street digested earnings from some of the top financial companies, with the Dow Industrials falling 31.88 at 22,841.01. The S&P 500 was down 4.31 at 2550.93, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 12.04 at 6591.51. And in focus today were earnings reports from two large banks. J.P. Morgan reported third-quarter earnings and revenue that beat analyst expectations. The banking giant did report a 27% year-over-year decline in fixed income trading revenue, and the stock was down almost 1%. Citigroup also posted better-than-expected quarterly results, driven by growth in its global consumer business. Trading results were down at Citigroup, although not as bad as had been expected. The stock was pummeled, though, as it was down over 3% in today's trading. Wall Street also set its sight on economic data. The Labor Department said U.S. producer prices rose 0.4% last month and 2.6% in the 12 months through September. Weekly jobless claims totaled 243,000, hitting a more than one-month low. Treasury bond yields, or I should say Treasury bond prices rose and yields dropped, with the two-year yield finishing at 1.52% and the benchmark 10-year yield just below 2.33%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.25% to finish at $50.65 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,295.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks inched up just a very small amount, with the Stock 600 index up 0.03%. In the Far East, things were stronger, with the Nikkei up 0.3% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng index up 0.25%. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were Caterpillar and Microsoft. The worst performers were Disney and United Health Group. In the S&P 500, the best performers were DXC Technology and Host Hotels and Resorts. The worst performers were Ulta Beauty and PG&E. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 14 cents at 65.84, CSX up 50 cents at 53.58, AEP up 55 cents at 73.31, AK Steel up 7 cents at 5.49, Marathon Petroleum up 33 cents at 56.55, and Anthem was up 11 cents to finish at 1.90. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located on Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moorheadrecycling.org.
We are back one last time with the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. Sunday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 50. Monday, a 30% chance of showers before 7 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 63. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 67. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 41. We're here with the current temperatures. Ashland, 68 degrees. Winchester, 66 degrees. Inez, 72 degrees. Flemingsburg, 63 degrees. Lexington, 65 degrees, and here in Moorhead, it is 65 degrees.
We'll close Mountain Edition this afternoon with a few community events. The Moorhead chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association will host a Young Eagles flight rally from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday. The program will take place at the Moorhead-Rowan County Regional Airport. Free airplane rides will be provided to children ages 8 to 17. Participants must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, with a waiver form signed at registration.
Kentucky Reads, an organization for kids with dyslexia and their teachers, is hosting a fall spooktacular vendor event at the Rowan County Middle School from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. More than 30 vendors and local crafters. Children are encouraged to wear costumes for trick-or-treating. Concessions and baked goods will be available. Door prizes and a costume contest for kids.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Leanne Akers, Harlow Barnett, Ellen Barnett, Braxton Howard, and Chaz Jenkins. With the Kentucky News Connection, Mary Sherman. And with our feature segment this afternoon, MSPR's own Leanne Akers. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH iNews. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Brian Courtney and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for Morehead State Public Radio. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.